This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at Boyd'sGunStocks.com. I am talking, well, you know, I was supposed to be talking to him Friday, but then we had the story of my life, technical difficulties. But, hey, we just shifted. So much for that. We'll just do it another day. So joining me, as we normally do the weekly recap, we're going to kick off the week with stuff that happened last week and stuff like that. We're going to talking to Dan Zimmerman, the editor-in-chief at The Truth About Guns. Good evening, sir.
Good evening. Good to be with you any day of the week.
Certainly. So, now we can talk about Pittsburgh if you want to, but there's lots of other stuff that happened besides Pittsburgh, I'm sure of it.
Oh, there's always a lot of things that happen about Pittsburgh, but that seems to be, you know, in our neck of the woods, the
right.
The number one topic. You've been hitting that pretty hard already this evening, eh?
We've hit it a few times. I mean, it's not like we haven't hit it. The thing with it is that there's a few things we don't know. Like, for some reason, they're not telling us what that long gun was.
I read from a couple of sources that it was an AR-type rifle, and he had, I believe I read, 3 handguns with him as well.
But, I mean, if it was an AR-type rifle, why isn't this being blared all over the place as another call to ban it? Because normally that's what they would do.
Yeah, I have seen suspiciously little of that. It was reported by USA Today and others yesterday that he did obtain his firearms legally. So much for universal background checks. I won't stop anybody from calling for those, I'm sure. You know, they tried to, in the immediate aftermath, pin this on the president as one of his supporters. But when that came abundantly clear that this guy was no Trump lover at all because of his support for the state of Israel, they changed immediately. They pivoted and made it all due to the climate of hate, quote unquote.
Right.
That the president supposedly has created, because no one has ever tried to kill Jews anywhere in the world before President Trump became commander in chief.
President, yeah. So, the twisted mind of these shooters. So, okay. I'm still waiting for a few details to come out. I'd like to know why this guy was so effective against the cops. I'd like to know what was his advantage. And when I say why he was so effective, he shot 2 of them, right?
I believe it was 3.
He shot 4, but he shot 2 at the outset as they were coming in and rolling in on him.
I know that one is still in the hospital in intensive care.
Right.
We hope that he makes a full recovery. But, yes, he obviously wounded a number of police officers, and from what I read, he was wounded as well and was crawling out of the building when the police finally grabbed him.
Right.
It was a mess. And, you know, obviously right after the event happened, President Trump made the comment, you know, that if there had been an armed guard there, the situation might have been different. And, of course, that seems to be a very common sense conclusion to make. You know, had there been someone there with a firearm, because they could have slowed him down, maybe even prevented what happened from happening.
Right.
But that was immediately spun by his opponents as victim blaming, saying this was all the synagogue's fault for not having somebody like that.
Well, you know,
it's disgusting, and I don't think that's what he was doing at all. He was pointing out the fact that facilities like this, and there are lots of churches, all churches and synagogues and mosques all around the country that do have armed people on staff, or they have them outside. And had there been one here, things might have gone better. That's not to blame the people at Tree of Life. It's just to point out that somebody with a gun might have made a difference.
Well, absolutely. And that getting out there and saying that was victim shaming. Now, Chris Murphy, I saw that Chris Murphy was out there saying, no, Blumenthal. Blumenthal was saying, we're complicit in this because we haven't taken action. Well, I might have to agree with the good senator on that one, with Senator Stolen Valor, because we keep getting out there, and for some reason they seem to think that the answer to this is when somebody is victimized, make them more defenseless.
Well, yeah, the mayor of Pittsburgh was on Meet the Press yesterday saying pretty much exactly that.
Right.
Mayor Bill Peduto said, having armed guards in synagogues and churches and schools isn't the answer. He said they need to try to stop irrational behavior from happening at the forefront. I don't even know what that means. I don't know first of all, who's going to diagnose this irrational behavior? How are you going to do that?
Right.
Chuck Todd, of course, didn't ask him that. Who would have stopped Nidal Hassan before he shot up Fort Hood? Who would have stopped the Aurora Theater shooter before he did what he did, or the Charleston shooter? These people on the left, they are so hoplophobic. In its true sense of the word, so fearful of guns, they can't possibly conceive of having even an armed security guard, let alone people carrying firearms in the congregation. They can't allow themselves to admit that could make a difference, that could save lives. And these people sticking their head in the sand and continuing to preach, basically having these places be continue to be gun-free zones, they're not helping, and they're actually continuing to put lives at risk.
Now, when are we? How do we characterize this continued call for disarmament for what it is? How do we push that out there? Because, like with the guy in Alabama, and I was talking with Rob Morse about this earlier, they characterize the gunman, the guy who went in there to rob people and shoot the place up, as the gentleman who died.
The cops shooting, you mean?
Yeah, the cop did. The cop spokesman did.
Before they called him a victim.
Yeah. And I mean, no, not a victim.
No. He was a perpetrator.
Yeah. If nothing else, he was a volunteer. I mean, he definitely volunteered to go in there and do what he did, so.
Yes. He was a perpetrator. And fortunately, one of the victims was armed, opened fire, and put the man down, and saved himself, saved his son, and saved who knows how many other people in that restaurant.
And then they did something else too, when about his son. They were like talking about how it must be awful to be the father and have that happen. Well, I'm sure it was. That probably had something to do with the fact that he clipped the guy before he could do any more damage, but
I'm sure it was horrible, but it would have been much more horrible had he not had the means to defend himself. And his
absolutely. So I just don't get these guys, Dan. I really don't. They get out there and they say some of the stupidest things. Calling a did anybody call? I've talked into the break, so I will we'll continue on. Dan Zimmerman, he is the editor at truthaboutguns.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
piece of Americana. This is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gunstock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gunstock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. I am talking to Dan Zimmerman from thetruthaboutguns.com. We got lost there, didn't we? This is what happens.
Yep. You mentioned that you still had some questions from Pittsburgh. I'd be interested to hear what they are.
Well, I would like to know if he'd ever been in that building before. I'd like to know why he picked that one besides the fact that they're Jewish. Are there no other? I mean, I've never been to Pittsburgh, so Pittsburgh, you know, from where I'm at, seems like sort of a big city. Are there more synagogues in Pittsburgh?
There certainly are.
Yeah,
and that synagogue is in an area called Squirrel Hill, which is supposedly one of the centers of the Jewish community in Pittsburgh. And
right.
My understanding is that he chose that one because it is associated with something called the Hebrew Immigrant Assistance League, H-A-I-L, Assistance, the exact acronym. And that organization helps immigrants, not just Jewish immigrants, but immigrants from all over the world come into the country. And the shooter objected to that strenuously, and that organization listed a number of associated synagogues around the country that were members and were assisting
right.
in this effort. And I believe that is how he targeted Tree of Life.
Well, I mean, and that's something that that bothers me, that they would target it based upon that. But when he engaged the cops, he seems to have been fairly effective.
Yeah, I have to assume that he was definitely firearms proficient. He certainly did damage to these law enforcement officers. I think
yeah.
they were wearing vests. Where he shot them, who knows? If he shot them with his handguns or with his rifle, whether the vests were effective against a rifle round, don't know. None of that's come out yet. I assume it will eventually. Yes, he was all too effective.
Most of the LEO that I know seem to be running around with level 3 soft armor.
Yeah.
Because they have to wear it all day. You know, they're getting in and out of a car. Okay, I get it. Except I'm waiting to – I mean, it sort of seems to me like by this point, by now, we would have figured out a way to make soft armor rifle-rated without it being so expensive that they can't afford it or something. That's just me thinking out loud, though.
Yeah, I'm sure there are plenty of people working on that. Getting that purchased all around the country. I don't know how many Leos there are in this country, but that would be a big job, obviously, and very expensive to equip everybody with upgraded armor once that eventually comes out.
Yeah. I don't know. But that's the thing. Without these guys that go into this, do they have, like, when they're going to a call, and they're going, I guess they have to go as they are. The first officers responding, I guess, were street cops.
That's my understanding. And my understanding is they apparently got there pretty quickly. And they did, they followed the protocols that have been the case ever since Columbine. They didn't set up a perimeter like they do in Broward County.
Right.
They actually went in and challenged the shooter and engaged him. No doubt saving more lives among the congregation, putting themselves at risk. Fortunately, they wounded the shooter, and I'm sure that's what stopped him from doing any more damage than he did.
And they took him alive, which
I think
that says a lot for those cops.
It does, because it's the inclination to keep shooting is said to be incredibly strong.
Yeah. For us to sit here and just say, well, we're going to ignore the whole human element thing about this, the whole human nature part of this. These cops, for all of you out there that think they're just waiting to kill somebody, here's somebody they could have killed and nobody would have said anything about it, but they took him alive.
No, there would have been not a second thought about that for
yeah.
a moment. But they did their job. They shot until they stopped the threat, and then they stopped.
Interestingly enough, it seems like this is the one that they have seized upon as the thing to go after, and now we're forgetting about the mad bomber.
Yeah, it certainly knocked him off the news pages. For a couple of reasons. Obviously, people were actually killed here. The so-called mad bomber, who wasn't much of a bomb maker and maybe never even intended to make a bomb, apparently, I hear various reports, but whatever those things were he mailed out to people look like bombs, weren't even capable of detonating. I don't even know if they even had explosive in them. I think they're just intended to look like bombs from what I've read. So I think that's just a cry for attention.
Definitely, if he was a bomb maker, he definitely was not a he didn't earn his money.
No, apparently the timers or the clocks he attached to these things didn't even have alarms, so they couldn't go off. They couldn't trigger anything.
Right.
It sounds more and more like this guy was just a wacko who wanted to get his name in the paper.
Well, he got that, but it, unfortunately, well, I'm not going to say that. It didn't work out the way he thought it was going to work out. So.
No. Not exactly.
Well.
But his van is famous as can be.
Yeah, I'm surprised he hadn't been rear-ended. That guy had a sticker everywhere.
Or vandalized. I mean,
you know, we got about a minute, but let's point this out. He had a bunch of pictures of all of these Democratic operatives with the crosshairs on them, but this guy was black or Hispanic, okay? And he wasn't a white Hispanic like Andrew was. So the other Zimmerman in this conversation. So he was Hispanic, and could it possibly be that we've gotten so politically correct now that it's okay to let somebody drive around like that and not even challenge him? Is that what we've come to? But you don't have time to answer that because we're going on break this time. We're not going to talk our way out of the break. We're going to actually go ahead and do the break, which is, for me to say, Truth About Guns is one of the another very prolific website that's out there. They do 10, 15, 20 stories a day. Dan has to maintain control over a stable of eager beaver riders who want to write about everything having to do with the industry and the world itself. Check them out, truthaboutguns.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning. Frustrated by your lack of shooting accuracy? Mantis X can help. Mantis X is an electronic coaching system that analyzes your shooting mechanics, diagnoses your issues, and recommends improvements. All in real time. Attach the motion sensor to your gun, pair it with our free coaching app on your phone, and start shooting. Mantis X shows you what you're doing wrong. Use Mantis X three ways. Live fire, dry fire, or airsoft. Shoot. Analyze. Improve. MantisX.com.
USA Radio News.
Robert Bowers, a suspect in a deadly shooting at a synagogue in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, appeared before a federal magistrate today in a wheelchair. He accepted a public defender, and an initial hearing was set for Thursday. U.S. Attorney for the Western District of Pennsylvania, Scott Brady, on what will happen at that hearing on Thursday.
At that time, we will have the opportunity to present evidence demonstrating that Robert Bowers murdered 11 people who were exercising their religious beliefs.
The President and First Lady will head to Pittsburgh tomorrow. Today, White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders held a White House press briefing, and she was asked about health care and pre-existing conditions.
The President's health care plan that he's laid out covers pre-existing conditions. president wants to lower premiums to make health care more affordable. Nobody will be charged higher premiums if they keep their coverage, and nobody will be denied coverage under the president.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24-7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now for a no-cost MRI review and to learn more. It's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain. What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
844-972-BACK, 844-972-BACK, 844-972-BACK. That's 844-972-BACK.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $150, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. Plus, you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
Radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Talking with Dan Zimmerman from thetruthaboutguns.com. Now, if we want to go on with the Pittsburgh thing, we can. I just don't understand these, which ones are the ones the anti-gunners grab onto, because I thought Las Vegas would be the one they latched onto, the biggest rampage killing ever in the history of the U.S. And that one is just nothing. I mean, nobody even cares about it anymore, do they?
It has certainly dropped off the radar much faster than you'd expect it to, given the scope of what happened that day. It's a mystery. I'm no tinfoil hat wearer, but it's just very strange how little we know about that. And you're right, how small an effect it seems to have had compared to other shootings that claimed fewer lives, with the possible exception of putting a slide fire out of business.
Right. Well, I mean, that has to have been the most witnessed rampage killing we've ever had.
Yeah. There was no shortage of film of it. There was It was just a mess, and apparently there were all kinds of failures on the part of the police, and the people remember back. It was crazy how many times the county sheriff's story of the timeline changed,
right?
In terms of how quickly officers got there, whether there was security there. It was a mess, and it's that's pretty much gone out of my head too. But you're right, given how big that was and how much damage that shooter did, you would expect that would have been a much bigger, more long-lasting event in terms of the media landscape.
Now, let me ask you a question. Doesn't it seem, most of the time, like Parkland was a big event for the anti-gunners. That was just a gigantic event. And that was the one where all of the anti-gun stuff failed. The anti-gun failures led to Parkland.
There are a couple of things there. Number one, it was so big because, like Sandy Hook, it was a school.
Right.
And unlike Sandy Hook, you had teenagers, camera-ready teenagers, teenagers who had been taking selfies and FaceTiming and YouTubing all their lives. So they were ready and photogenic and more than willing to go on camera and become tools of the AstroTurf anti-gun civilian disarmament industrial complex. So, and which they're still doing. And they had that March Across America, whatever they called it. And so that's why that became such a big thing. But again, you're right. Other than the law that was enacted in Florida, it had very little effect legislatively. We still continue to see efforts on the state level nationwide. Michael Bloomberg continues to throw cash around the country. He's sunk an awful lot of money into Washington State, I-1639.
Right.
What I hear, most people can think that that's going to pass, and that's a terrible, terrible law that is going to severely restrict Second Amendment rights in that state. I'm sure there are going to be lawsuits if it passes based on the law itself, and I'm sure there will – I don't know if it's even possible. The state Supreme Court okayed it being on the ballot, but that was a drastically flawed process. Petitions were, by all accounts, didn't conform at all to Washington state law. Whether that's appealable at the federal level, I don't know. I'm not an attorney. But, yes. So, you're right, though. Parkland, despite all its the media uproar and everything that followed, had relatively little effect on gun control.
Well, the thing I noticed on this, and I don't know why... the Democrat or the Republicans are beginning to, a lot of the pundits are out there saying with the Democrats, maybe we should stop trying to play nice, which, that's been how long coming. And for us, I mean, maybe we should be looking at Parkland and saying, so your recommendation for the laws that you had, which failed because you're too busy virtue signaling, is to create another law which will also have no effect whatsoever. No, we will not have this. You want to have the conversation? Let's have the conversation all the way. No more of this piecemeal stuff. You're trying to ban guns and outlaw gun ownership. Let's have it. Let's have that conversation now. Now that we have Kavanaugh on the Supreme Court and Gorsuch and Thomas.
Yeah. That's virtually always the case. Almost every time there's an incident like this, the resulting proposals have nothing to do and would have not stopped the shooter at all had they been in play.
Right.
The other reason that Parkland it wasn't as impactful as others had something to do with the utter ineptitude of the Broward County Sheriff and how that was handled.
Right.
There was, with the RSO being on site and staying outside while he heard screams on the inside, setting up the perimeter outside. That could have been a much, much less deadly situation had anybody there in authority done what they were supposed to do.
Right.
But they didn't. Everyone stayed outside and let that shooter shoot as long as he wanted to and then walk out of the building. I mean, again, they captured him in a restaurant blocks away.
Yeah, he had an ice drink, didn't he?
Students.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Stopped for a soda. So it was insane.
Yeah, that whole dynamic, I'm waiting on all of that change and everything, and I'm waiting. You know, I put a call out. I put a call out the other day because I was calling around asking when these banks are going up and telling these gun businesses we're going to strip your ability to do business, which is essentially what they're doing. They, you know, you can get out there and say, well, we reserve the right as a private business to reserve, you know, refuse service. Okay, fine. Well, what changed your mind? Because I've got a $50 million line of credit. My mortgage is with you, plus all of my services go through, and you make this much money off of me a year. So what changed your mind? And when you're calling around asking these various organizations who's going to ride in and say, don't worry, we're here to help you, none of these gun rights organizations are set up to do that.
No, they're not in that business at all.
Somebody needs to be.
Well,
somebody needs to be, because we've got to stand up to them, because they're getting imaginative with what they've got going on and what they're trying to do, because legislatively it isn't working. So now they're going to try to do it via commerce. And we just can't sit here and let this not be answered in some way.
No, it's good. No, it's corporate gun control. And the only gun rights organization that's really doing anything about this is the one that's been most directly affected by this effort.
Right.
And that's the National Rifle Association.
Let me get you to hold right there. I'm sorry I talked you into this. I mean, I'm just sort of fired up tonight. I don't know if you can tell that. But anyway, Dan is the editor-in-chief at thetruthaboutguns.com. I have been associated with them off and on for quite a while now. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if this social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com.
and a consultant, providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at Boyd'sGunStocks.com. Talking to Dan Zimmerman once again. Hey, let me ask you a question. Who controls the Truth About Guns Twitter? Because somebody's been being very nice to me with your Twitter account.
That would be me.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for that, bud.
My pleasure.
I do appreciate it.
My pleasure.
I don't know if you've noticed or not, but when it comes to Twitter, I'm just not Twittering very well. I'm not...
I'm not a great Twitterer either. I'm a...
Well, I mean, I get out there and I'm posting videos on there now to try to drive some traffic to the YouTube channel. But besides that, what it comes down to is I'm just not a good Twitterer.
Well, we'll help you out where we can.
Thanks, man. Anyway. Anyway. So I'm sure that there has been some other stuff, though, that happened in the gun world besides this heinous crime that was perpetrated by the hate dude.
Well, there definitely has been. And what probably a lot of people have forgotten is there's an election next week. I was on NRA TV with Cam Edwards last week talking about that because I wrote an article about all these candidates, these red state Democrat candidates who have been hiding the fact that they're anti-gunners. And,
right.
You know, they are anything but friends of guns, but they do as good a job as they can of hiding that fact from the folks back home because they don't want to think that anybody's going to take their guns. They're here in these red states, some of which have gone gone for Trump by as many as 40 points. In the case of West Virginia, the Joe Manchins of the world, the Phil Bredesens of the world, Claire McCaskill, Heidi Heitkamp. But one of the interesting exceptions to that, and of course she isn't already in office, is Stacey Abrams, who's running for governor in Georgia.
Okay.
A red state. She's running against Brian Kemp, who makes no bones about his support for firearms. He made a couple of fairly famous campaign commercials when he was running for the nomination, GOP nomination, showing him with guns and with his holding a shotgun while he's talking to his daughter's boyfriend and all that. And he cuts him out for that too. But Ms. Abrams says we just posted a whole bunch of quotes from her, some of which were incoherent, demonstrating how anti-gun she is in a red state like Georgia. She said she wants common sense gun regulation because she believes in the Second Amendment. Nobody's asked her how to reconcile that. Of course, she's for waiting periods.
Sure.
She's against automatic weapons in Georgia. Of course, nobody.
What a great enlightened position to take.
Exactly. Of course, nobody at the Atlanta Journal-Constitution or anybody else in the media in Georgia seems to know enough to know that automatic weapons are already not legal in Georgia, so they haven't pressed her on that fact. She's for universal background check. She's for banning assault weapons, quote unquote, as well as, quote, the accoutrements that make them dangerous. Now, I don't know what accoutrements make a so-called assault weapon dangerous. Is that a pistol grip? Is that an adjustable stock? Is that a forend? Is that a birdcage flash? I don't know what she means. And I bet you if you ask her, she doesn't know what she means either.
Yeah, that sounds like, you know, when you go into the have you ever been into a Nordstrom Rack shop before?
The accoutrements
sounds like the men's section where they have the wallets and the bad suspenders and the ties that nobody wants. That's what the accoutrements sounds like. Yeah, the accessories. Yeah. So
maybe that's what she means. Maybe she means AR accessories. But I mean, how do you outlaw those things? You can't. Those things are all legal. And of course, and she wants red flag laws. She wants to repeal the state's campus carry law. And she says she wants it to be okay to talk about taking away weapons that don't belong in our streets. In other words, confiscation. Now, I assume she just means assault weapons, and assault weapons ban. But that means, again, she's talking about confiscation. She's not saying outlaw them and grandfathering the people who already own them. She's talking about taking them away. This is in Georgia. This is not California.
Yeah.
This is not New York we're talking. This is not Connecticut. This is not Maryland. This is in Georgia, and she is running for governor. And the last real clear politics average I saw had Kemp up, but only by just under 2 points. So the question is, what are Georgia voters paying attention here? Do they know this?
Well, first things first, you know, when there was a, who was it that came out? The first Health and Human Services secretary came out of Georgia, and they were filling his slot, and the Republican was going against a Democrat that didn't even live in the district. And Alyssa Milano was there campaigning door to door. All the celebrities came there. They poured all the money into it. And of course, they lost. I do not believe the polls, good or bad. I believe that right now you're looking at, it's the same thing. We're looking at all of these events, wherever Trump's going. They're outside wanting to watch the CCTV of him talking. And whenever the Democrats show up somewhere, nobody's showing up. Nobody's going there. So they can get out there and they can say, well, the generic poll shows America wants Democrats. Well, sure. All of this prosperity is just killing us. I mean, he's sending the troops to the border. Do you know how many people are rah-rahing right now over that? How many Northeastern Union workers are rah-rahing over that? How many black Americans and Latinos, Hispanic Americans that are already here are rah-rahing over that? So, yeah, this is not going to be good for the Democrats. And this Abrams chick, she's going to be toast. I mean, yeah, there's a couple of big cities in Atlanta that would sit there and say, well, I kind of see that. But, you know, it's one thing to go and shop at IKEA, which I do, by the way. It's one thing to go there and say, well, I can see. Well, that's a good idea. But it's quite another thing to actually put it into play. And she can't put it into play there. So, I don't even have time to ask you what he thought about it, and I'm not even sure I care. So, the whole talk about polls and everything. I think Kavanaugh and the caravan, while they're out there saying that we're doing the Democrats are the most tone deaf group of people I've ever seen.
They are, and it's interesting. President Obama was in Wisconsin the other night, and he couldn't fill a 3,500 seat auditorium. You know,
they talk about
Democrat intensity.
That's right.
But he couldn't fill a small venue like that where wherever Trump goes, they have to continually upgrade the building he's in because the demand is so high for seats. They're packing it, and they've got tens of thousands of people outside watching on screen.
That's right. So, and he's out there. I mean, Obama's thing is, well, of course, I started all of this with the economy. Of course, 8 years of constant 2.5% growth, that led to this, of course.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, the new normal is 2% growth.
I showed you the way it shouldn't be. It was a tough love lesson I had to do for you. America had to be transformed back into being pro-business. I was the one that set this up. This was all calculated to do exactly what I intended for it to do. I am the enlightened one. That's why I know, won the Nobel Peace Prize as the president who launched the most cruise missiles.
Yes, well, apparently that's what he did at the same time was pretty much kill the Democratic Party around the country in terms of governorships, congressional seats, state legislatures. The Democrats did not fare well under his leadership.
Yep, and you know, getting out there and saying, okay, well, we're gonna give the House back to the Pelosi and Maxine Waters and Adam Schiff. Yeah, that's a smoking hot idea.
That doesn't sound attractive, does it?
No, it doesn't. It doesn't at all. We're gonna, you know, all these guys. Menendez, we hope he stays in office too. Hillary, I hope she runs. I hope she runs for president again.
Oh, that would just be delicious.
You can catch the stuff that Dan oversees and writes himself at truthaboutguns.com. He will be back, good Lord willing, this weekend, so we'll see. Anyway, thank you for joining me, sir.
My pleasure, sir.
All right. Coming up next, this is going to be special. If we pull it off, it's going to be special. We'll see if it works. Stay tuned. This is Lock and Load. Cheaper Than Dirt is America's ultimate shooting sports discounter. We sell it for less because we can. From ammo and gun to optics, from hunting and shooting to survival gear, we have everything for the outdoors. And all high-quality brand-name product from your favorite manufacturers. Enjoy the Cheaper Than Dirt Rewards program, where every dollar earns points and gets you more gear. At Cheaper Than Dirt, we sell it for less, and it's all in stock and ready to ship.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCKANDLOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.